Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, this is indeed Startup Nation Radio. We're talking to Corey Perlman, who's a social media expert. We're learning how to use the power of the internet, specifically how to use the power of social media to get the word out there about our businesses and to generate new leads and create awareness and branding and sales. Jeff, and Dan, you asked the question before we went to the break.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is sales.
Are we focused on the right metric for small business owners, which is sales, as opposed to chasing Twitter followers and Facebook likes?
Well, and I think branding and other things are important, but absolutely the bottom line, as they say, give it to me in dollars and cents, it's all about sales. So, Corey, Dan asked the question before the break. First of all, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get right to it. Your first tip was a good one. Make sure you understand the audience of the platform first so that you can target, the specific, small businesses have limited budgets, limited time. You're absolutely right. Go after the social media platforms. Focus on those that have the target demographic you're going after as their traditional user base. So with that now, we want to generate more sales using social media. How can we do that?
Well, one tip that I'll give you that I love, it's my favorite tip in all social media, is using the Get Introduced feature on LinkedIn. So you can mine for new leads simply like this. You go to LinkedIn, you search for a company or an individual, and LinkedIn is kind enough to tell you who you know that that person also knows. So instead of doing a cold call, which I don't know about you guys, but I can't stand cold calling, I will instead try to find someone who knows me and knows my value and will introduce me to that company or that individual, bypass the gatekeeper, and go right to the decision maker. So anytime your listeners are ever looking to draw new business or find new leads, go to LinkedIn first, look them up there, and see who they know that you also know.
Well, that's a great tip. Now, if a small business, let's talk about this first, is a go-to source generally, is there a single go-to source, if I'm a small business and I'm going to try social media as a way to generate new sales, is there one platform you recommend right off the bat that I should focus on first?
Google. I know that sounds weird. Not Google Plus, but I would make sure if you don't rank in the critical keyword searches that people are typing in for your products or services, I would pay to rank there. Get yourself ranking on the critical phrases and then work organically, because that takes longer. So I'd pay a little money and pay to play for the critical keywords that you're there. Because building social media profiles like Facebook, which I think obviously has got the largest demographic probably for your audience, but it takes time. None of it's going to happen overnight.
And Corey, so what you're saying is that search engine optimization, which is getting your website ranked very high in the rankings when somebody's searching for something that's very relevant, is very critical. And one of the things I liked what you said is that if your website presentation is poor, social media is not going to help you. So you really have to make sure you get your website right.
Yeah, for sure, because you're driving everyone back to whether it's search
that's the mothership.
Social media, you're driving everyone back to, exactly, that's the home base.
That's the mothership. Yeah.
So that's critical. Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, and let me just say this really quickly. I mean, generating leads is critical. It's the lifeblood of all of our business. But social media doesn't help just there. Once you have those leads, you got to build credibility, and you're either increasing it or diminishing it. Having a quality website is critically important, and then numbers do matter, guys. Facebook fans, Twitter followers, LinkedIn connections, don't overly focus on it, but if I go to your LinkedIn profile and you've got 6 connections or your Facebook page and you got 12 fans, what is that saying about you? Make sure you're increasing credibility, and then the last thing is staying top of mind. You might meet somebody in January, but they may not do business with you until October. How do you stay top of mind with them? If you can engage them in social media and offer them value, it's an excellent way to stay top of mind.
That's great. Corey, I've got a question for you. Actually, believe it or not, according to a couple of different studies I've read, one by Constant Contact, another by Vocus, indicated that about one study showed 77%, another showed 85% of small businesses are using social media in one form or another right now as a small business, as a way to do the things we're talking about, creating that awareness, that branding, and generate sales and leads and so on. However, only a fraction of them, interestingly, are satisfied. When they're polled after they're using social media, only a fraction of them, about 25% of those that are using it, say that it's really resulted, in the kinds of results they've been looking for. Clearly, execution is key to everything that we do. Do you have any just knee-jerk reaction to why, you got this big audience using it, but a very small fraction of those that are currently satisfied? Anything come to mind?
They're doing it wrong.
Doing it wrong, of course. Execution.
They're selling via social media instead of driving them to what I call your sweet spot. So the example I can use is a roofer. If a roofer wants to sell more roofs, don't sell it on Facebook. Don't sell it on Twitter. Still bring them to the house. Still get them up on the roof. Still show them the cracks and the water coming in and the mold coming out and all that. And then sell the roof there. Drive them to your sweet spot and make the sale there. Use the social media sites to drive engagement, new leads, and build relationships. But use your sweet spot to actually sell your products or services.
Great advice. Dan.
We've got a winner. We got a question for Corey got Ty.
Ty from Ferndale, Michigan. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You've got a question for Corey. Dan mentioned you're a winner. You're a winner in a couple of reasons. One, you get to talk to Corey. We're given access to experts, and you've got it. You've got a direct connection to Corey to ask your question about social media. We're also going to give you a free copy of Corey's book because Bree selected you as the question to pose to Corey from our nation of entrepreneurs out there. So take it away, Ty.
Thank you so much, first of all. My question to Corey was actually going to be, you know, as a new business, which, where do I start as far as social media outlets? But that was just answered. What I'm also curious about, though, is between the big outlets that are out there right now, are there any in particular that are used more by small businesses? Like, is Facebook more popular than Twitter or, you know, the other way around?
Yeah. Am I on, guys? Can they hear me?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Corey?
Yes, I'm on. Sorry. It's a great question, and I hope you enjoy the book, Ty, and I'll get your, you know, the team will get me your address, and I'll get that out to you. You know, it really depends on your demographic. They're saying that the largest audience that's driving to Twitter right now is age 55 and above, but you got to keep in mind that magazines and newspapers make their money off of statistics. Sometimes, you know, many of them are made up on the spot, so you have to be really careful with that. I would pull your audience. I do an email survey using SurveyMonkey or something and find out from your demographic what they're using. When's the last time you were active on Twitter? How often are you using Facebook? Do you guys even know what Pinterest or Google Plus is, and are you using it? Find out the sites where your customers and prospects are spending time and then match it. But don't just follow the demographics, and you still might miss your audience.
Well, and that's the thing, Corey, that it seems like social media continues to change and evolve, and it seems like as soon as you master one, there's something new that it's all of a sudden is the new social media wave.
Well,
so it really is confusing for a lot of small business owners.
That's really true. And talking about the new wave in social media, first of all, Ty, thanks so much for calling in. I know you'll enjoy Corey's book. Hopefully that gives you a good answer to your question. It certainly seemed like great advice to me. And Dan, speaking of the next thing happening in social media, how about Pinterest? I mean, that's something, if I said to you 3, 4, 5 years ago, what is Pinterest? You
know, right.
What is Pinterest? But I'll tell you what.
People use it.
Well, I mean, everyone knows what it is today, that's for sure. And if they're not using it, they need to be aware of it, especially if you're trying to target that demographic. As Corey astutely pointed out, you know, the demographic largely made up of women. And we're going to bring on an expert who's going to help us understand how to use Pinterest, Cheryl. Cheryl, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You are an expert in Pinterest as a tool in social media. Cheryl Stincombe, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me today.
Well, Corey, we're going to keep you on as well while we've got Cheryl on. But Cheryl, wow, what a phenomenon Pinterest is. I think it was called Cold Brew Labs or something like that. For the first 3 years, they didn't quite know where they were going or how to make their business go. All of a sudden, they create this amazing thing called a pinboard, right? And they create a beautiful design. They target it toward women, and boom. You know, I mean, it exploded. What an amazing company.
Yeah, it really has a lot to offer. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of business owners, because that's really who I speak with normally, and a lot of them really question me when they hear that I get more attention from Pinterest than anything else. They're really surprised. So a lot of them don't really understand the power that it can have with their business.
So, Cheryl, can you explain to our listening audience, how can a normal small business utilize Pinterest, and why should they over Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or some of those other big ones?
Well, I wouldn't say you need to use Pinterest over Facebook or anything else. I think, you know, Corey had a really good point. You really have to know your target audience. And if you're going after women, then you need to be on Pinterest. And, you know, some businesses will really excel at Pinterest because Pinterest is the number one e-commerce social media site. So a lot more is sold, and their average amount per order on Pinterest is 140 to 180. So if you're going after the women, and, you know, everything that's really popular on Pinterest is weddings, you know, cooking.
Oh, we just, unfortunately, we lost Cheryl, but we're going to get her right back. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to continue to hear tips from Cheryl. We're going to get right back on the phone. We're going to keep Corey on as well. We're going to hear about Pinterest and more tips from Corey as well on how you make social media work for you. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.